Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with a high nearing 41. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 11 degrees. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 35. Partly sunny on Wednesday with snow showers possible and a high nearing 22. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A 23-year-old Fort Scott man has been charged with killing his mother and another man. The Bourbon County Prosecutor's Office charged Dawson Mitchell last week with two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of 48-year-old Melissa Mitchell and 53-year-old Leonard Zimmerman. Their bodies were found at the home on December 21st. Dawson Mitchell was arrested the next day. Authorities have not said what prompted the shootings. Mitchell was also charged with being a felon in possession of a weapon, an aggravated weapons charge, and two theft counts. Geary Community Hospital will no longer operate an intensive care unit within the month. Hospital administration announced the move on Monday, citing the national nursing shortage and fiscal situations beyond our control. The goal is to have the ICU officially closed by February 1st of 2022. The hospital itself will remain open. According to its website, Geary Community Hospital has operated for more than 100 years. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
A coalition of community groups is demanding that a special prosecutor be appointed in the case of a black youth who died following a physical altercation with staff at a Kansas juvenile center. In a Wichita rally and letter to local officials, community advocates also called Monday for the release of video and the names of the individuals involved in the September death of 17-year-old Cedric Lofton. It comes after an autopsy report released last week contradicted an earlier preliminary finding that the teenager hadn't suffered life-threatening injuries. The autopsy ruled the death as a homicide. The latest COVID-19 numbers from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment paint a picture of how quickly the disease is spreading in the state. On January 2nd, Kansas reached a 25.2% positive rate, the highest the state has recorded since one of three people tested on March 7th of 2020 came back positive. The rate has been higher than 20% for seven straight days and appeared on track to reach that benchmark on Monday, too. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Nebraska State Patrol says a Grand Island man died in a New Year's Day crash just east of Kearney. The patrol says the crash was reported around 9 a.m. Saturday on a rural road. Investigators say a car driven by 22-year-old Jake Gillespie left the road and rolled several times, throwing Gillespie from the car. Gillespie was found dead at the scene. The patrol says the crash likely happened before snow and ice covered the region's roadways. The crash remains under investigation. Authorities have arrested a suspect in a deadly shooting in Nebraska City. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that the unidentified 22-year-old was booked into jail on suspicion of second-degree murder and use of a weapon to commit a felony. He was arrested a few blocks away from the apartment where officers discovered the victim dead Friday night. Police also recovered the weapon thought to have been used in the shooting. The name of the victim has not been released. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week approved year-end transfers of unspent budgets with $300,000 from Road and Bridge to Special Machinery Funds, $250,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Road and Bridge Fund, $200,000 from the Sheriff to be split among Capital Improvement and the Sheriff's Reserve Funds, $15,000 from Emergency Management to Emergency Management Capital Outlay, $4,000 from the Treasurer to Motor Vehicle Equipment, and $20,000 from the County Clerk toward Election Equipment Reserve Funds. The board designated the annual $300,000 contribution from Marshall Wind Energy, with $285,000 toward Road and Bridge, with a balance split between Guitard and Rock Townships, as previously approved. Commissioners will meet Tuesday this week, with the courthouse closed yet Monday. Washington County Commissioners approved transfer of $40,000 from the General Fund of the Health Department after hearing a request from Director Tiffany Heyman that the budget would be $33,500 short for the year. She reported that 80% of insurance billings have been caught up so far. A request from the Road and Bridge Supervisor for transfer of $1 million in unused budget was taken under advisement. It was suggested $100,000 remaining year-end balance be transferred to the shop account, $410,000 to Special Machinery, and $500,000 to the Special Bridge Funds. No action was taken on the request, as commissioners noted a warning earlier this year from the auditor as to transferring large budget balances. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. Gage County Board of Supervisors passed a motion on a 4-3 vote adopting a resolution placing a moratorium on commercial solar permits until Planning and Zoning has the opportunity to review and update county regulations. Planning and Zoning Administrator Lisa Wagon spoke on solar energy and said they hope to have revisions complete in 6 months, depending on public input. Supervisor Lytle said he doesn't see the need for a moratorium. Supervisor Shuler stated he would like to see the county zoned differently between the north versus south parts of the county. And Supervisor Haxby reminded the board landowners have the option to participate or not participate through an agreement with the developer. The motion carried 4-3, with Shuler, Tiemann, and Lytle voting no. Monty Merkel will be resigning the planning and zoning position at the end of the year. Discussion followed on specifications and availability of trucks, with supervisors asking how the county can accept a bid if a price is not firm. On a current bid with the delivery date undetermined, it was suggested having the highway superintendent review the bid and bring back a recommendation for approval or disapproval at the January 12th supervisors meeting. Extension board members' terms were extended for Doris Martin, Suzanne Munn, Janice Dunce, Joanne Neiman, Tom Pearson, Jody Starr. The Gage County Sheriff's Office is requesting public assistance locating Kyla Morris of Blue Springs. She was last seen in Blue Springs December 28th. If you know of her whereabouts recently, contact law enforcement. Information can be provided to the Gage County Crime Stoppers or Nebraska Crime Stoppers. Refer to the Gage County Sheriff's Office when providing information. The Gage County Sheriff's Office is in contact with the family in locating Kyla Morris of Blue Springs, last seen December 28th. Josephine E. Josie Carey, age 72, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday at 1 at the Laughlin Home Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Thursday 1 until 6, Friday after 9 a.m. at the Laughlin Home Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Josie Carey. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, green beans, and five-cup salad. Tomorrow, pork tender, mashed potatoes, peas and carrots, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will continue to rise throughout the day today before cooling off overnight and into Wednesday. This evening, an upper-level low will start to bring some polar air down from Canada, which will bring cooler temperatures, higher winds, and even some snow showers. We will continue to stay fairly mild through the daylight hours, with highs ranging in the mid-30s to lower 40s throughout Iowa. Highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska. Extremely warm throughout Kansas, with highs ranging in the upper 40s and lower 60s, and the upper 30s and upper 40s throughout Missouri. As this low pressure system starts to move through later this evening, we will start to see our winds pick up and our temperatures start to drop. A band of snow showers will start to move through Kansas and Nebraska later on Wednesday, with the greatest chance of accumulation being on the western side of Nebraska and Kansas. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 39, record high on this date 67. The average low 19 and the record low is 31 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:17. Degrees, a much warmer start today at least. South winds are pushing in. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 4th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville is inspired by their understanding of seniors and their needs, striving to serve each person and his or her needs uniquely, individually, and holistically. They strive to create a compassionate community that enhances the quality of life for those whose whole lives they touch. Facilities for assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, hospice, and senior day services available. Visit their website at CambridgePlaceSeniorCare.com. Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville.
One last ride for Big Ben in the Steel City. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. If this was indeed Ben Roethlisberger's last home game as a Steeler, his teammates made sure the future Hall of Famer went out on top.
Third and three, Najee gets the call, cuts it back through the hole. He's on his way. He's at the 25, 20, 15, 10. Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown.
The call on WDVE, Roethlisberger threw for a touchdown while running back Najee Harris gashed the Browns defense for 188 yards and added a late TD run to seal Pittsburgh's 26-14 win over Cleveland. After taking a final knee, Big Ben left the field accompanied by his family. Head coach Mike Tomlin said he's grateful to have had a front row seat to the last 15 years of Roethlisberger's career.
We've been through a lot, you know, we've seen a lot. It's been a heck of a ride.
The 39-year-old said he could not have drawn up the night any better.
This place is so special. These fans are so special. I wanted to win this game more than anything for them.
Around the NBA, Grizzlies star Ja Morant said his team deserves more respect from the rest of the league. Well, Morant and company certainly made a major statement in Brooklyn against one of the East's top teams.
Grizzlies get a stop. Morant pushes, gets by Durant to the rim, jams with the right hand.
On ESPN 92.9 FM, Morant was one of five Memphis players to score in double figures, finishing with a game-high 36. The Grizzlies knocked off the Nets 118-104 for their fifth straight win. Riding a seven-game win streak, the Bulls survived an unexpected challenge from the lowly Magic.
Levine. Face right, goes left, stops, pops, three, got it, in front, Zach LaVine.
On WSCR, Chicago withstood a late Orlando rally to hold on for a 102-98 win. Global sports retailer, merchandiser, and now sports card and memorabilia giant Fanatics is reportedly closing in on a deal to acquire Topps Trading Cards. The value of the deal is said to be in the $500 million range. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tuesday night tip-offs in high school basketball. Valley Heights entertains Washington County. Frankfort travels to Donovan West. Axtell's at Onega. Hanover entertains Lynn. Centralia hosts to Wetmore. Diller Odell, home to Exeter Milligan, and Southern entertains Freeman. Kansas State, Texas Bowl, 6 o'clock pregame tonight, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off, live on FM 95.5.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Biden and Ag Secretary Vilsack met with farmers and ranchers at the White House yesterday to announce a meat supply chain action plan. The plan includes four core strategies for creating a more competitive, fair, resilient meat and poultry sector with better earnings for producers and more choice and affordable prices for consumers. The core strategies include expanding independent processing capacity, supporting workers and independent processors, strengthening rules to protect farmers and consumers, and promoting vigorous and fair enforcement of the existing competition laws, including issuing new and stronger rules under the Packer and Stockyards Act and a new product of the USA labeling rules so consumers can better understand where the meat comes from. The action plan includes $1 billion to expand independent processing capacity. The White House calls the meat and poultry processing sector a textbook example of an industry dominated by a handful of large companies with lack of competition, hurting consumers, producers, and the economy. Well, farm groups mostly welcome the Biden administration's meat supply chain action plan. Farm Bureau said that their organization appreciates the Biden administration's continued work to ensure fair and competitive meat processing. Politico reporting the White House and EPA target February as the administration's WOTUS debut. WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. rule, continues a seesaw reputation since first announced during the Obama administration. The Trump administration overhauled the rule and now the Biden administration doing the same. The EPA moved last month to formally remove the Trump-era rule, known as the Navigable Water Protection Rule. But the rule hasn't been in use since a federal judge in Arizona threw it out the end of August. Farm Bureau has said the Trump-era rule, that it protects water resources, respects the law, and provides greater clarity so the agencies, farmers, and the public can identify regulated federal waterways. EPA Administrator Michael Regan has said he sees flaws in both versions of the rule and wants a durable definition. The comment period for the new rule closes on February 7th. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
At Farmers Cooperative, we believe that a job well done deserves recognition, and farmers are at the top of our list. So from all of us, thank you for all you do to help nourish our communities. And thank you for choosing Farmers Cooperative. For every season, from planting to harvest, we're here to provide you with the tools, resources, and advice you need to take care of what matters most. Find out how we stand with those who grow at myfarmerscoop.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time for your Larry Stickland Report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, folks, now comes the news from somebody that's got the figures. The National Economic Council director, who I haven't heard of until that right now, is Brian Deese. And just a few days ago, he suggested that recent financial statements from America's large meat processors show the companies use their market power to drive up prices and underpay farmers. And I'm quoting now, this isn't Steckline talking, this is somebody else that's got a lot of facts and figures from the White House. He says they've tripled their own net profit margins since the start of the pandemic. Tripled them. The analysis is published on the White House website if you want to go there and get the facts, folks. This Mr. D said, meat prices are the biggest contributor to the rising cost of groceries, and primarily because a few large corporations dominate meat processing. We've said that for years on the air, how that has really cost the American cattleman over the last 50 years so much money. It's unbelievable the bigness that the packing industry got with just two or three folks. In any event, the National Economic Council officials studied earnings statements from Tyson Foods and some of the others, JBS, the people that own National Beef, Seaboard, and they all are doing unbelievable with the bottom line, folks. Their statements show a 120% collective jump in gross profits. 120%. I could go on and on. Enough said. What are you going to do about it? That'll be interesting. I don't think much, but we'll wait and see. And I hope you come back to the Steckline Report.
Author that maybe underestimated the challenges of marketing and promoting your book? You spent all that time writing your book. Let me help you get it known. I'm Suzanne Lynn, and I help authors sell more books through video and radio interviews, as well as running commercials for your book on radio stations around the United States and Canada. We have over 300 stations to choose from. We can target exactly who you're trying to reach. We help authors stand out by creating Meet the Author video interviews that shares the heart behind your book and makes an emotional connection like no other promotional piece can. You then use that video on social media, YouTube, your book's website, your Amazon author page, and to send to media and podcast hosts to request interviews. Find out more at trianglemedia.biz. That's trianglemedia.biz.
The first work week of the year is underway, and we will get you up to speed with a January preview. That's next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 4th, the fourth day of the year. Elvis Presley made his first studio recording on this day in 1954. Remarkably, the Beatles had their final studio session on this day in 1970. Fitting events for January, which is named for Janus, the two-faced Roman god of beginnings and entrances. Here are a few more tidbits about our first month. January is the most popular month to begin a diet and to start a fitness club membership. It's the least popular month for weddings and the slowest month for lawn and garden chores. Mild weather, in fact, is usually regarded with suspicion among farmers and gardeners. One piece of lore says, if grass grows in January, it will grow badly the whole year. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this month online at almanac.com.
Hummus Trucking Incorporated greatly values each and every customer for their patronage and loyalty and pledges to continue offering high standards, safe, dependable, and friendly service. From your friends at Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking as well as truck and trailer repair. Customer satisfaction is the top priority at Carriage Chevrolet GMC Buick, so thank you for all trusting us with your car buying experience. Carriage Chevrolet GMC Buick in Beatrice. Explore our impressive selection of new and pre-owned cars, crossovers, and SUVs online or stop by our showroom to experience all that we have to offer.
728 from KNDY, 32 degrees this morning in Marysville. Highs near 40 on tap with some more melting of snow today.
K
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Quarterback Skylar Thompson will return from an ankle injury to start for Kansas State in the Texas Bowl tonight. LSU interim coach Brad Davis won't say who will start at quarterback for the Tigers. Miles Brennan is injured, and Max Johnson transferred to Texas A&M. Freshman Garrett Nussmeier was listed first on the depth chart, but it's unclear if he'll play because one more game will burn his redshirt year. Kickoff is set for 8 o'clock tonight from NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. Kansas State is a 7-point favorite. The Chiefs lost in Cincinnati on a last-second field goal on Sunday that knocked Kansas City out of the number one seed in the AFC playoff race. There was plenty of blame to go around. The Chiefs allowed Joe Burrow to throw for 446 yards and four TDs, and Ja'Marr Chase had 11 catches for 266 yards and three of the scores. And both sides committed too many penalties in a loss that takes the chance to earn a first-round playoff bye out of the Chiefs' hands. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas State, LSU. It's the Texas Bowl.
Fake to the back. Thompson wants to throw. Terrific protection. Firing deep out there for Phillip Brooks. He's got a touchdown.
Live from NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. Join us Tuesday. Our coverage begins at 6.
Play fake. Thompson wants to throw. Gets some pressure. Lobs it ahead for Deuce. He's got it at the goal line. Touchdown.
On your home for Wildcat football.
I'm Wyatt Thompson. Proud to bring the Kansas State Wildcats live to you on KNDY.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Tuesday night tip-offs in high school basketball. Valley Heights entertains Washington County. Frankfort travels to Donovan West. Axtell's at Onega. Hanover entertains Lynn. Centralia hosts to Wetmore. Dillard-Odell home to Exeter Milligan. And Southern entertains Freeman. Kansas State, Texas Bowl, 6 o'clock pregame tonight, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off, live on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
I have crossed the mighty ocean with the wind upon my sail. Done some dancing with the devil, held a dragon by the tail. I have laid down with the lion, cooed with the dove, watched the ways of the wicked turning into love. In this world of many wonders, I have seen a thing or two, but nothing compares to a girl like you. I have walked a painted desert with many colors in my eyes. I woke to hear the raging thunder. I seen the fire up in the sky. I heard the prophets and the poets of fortune and of fame. Stood before the heaven, calling every star by name. In this world of many wonders, I have seen a thing or two, but nothing compares to a girl like you. A girl like you, still heavenly to be sitting. Girl like
If only